Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. It's time. Meditation, and if you wish, messages. The Monday afternoon, and it's time to focus our awareness inward. So during the next 15 minutes to half hour, we will be together to be present in this moment, to release thoughts of the day, and to be here now. So I'm going to minimize. Well, first I'm going to close this window here with Facebook and minimize the screens that I have on all my little monitors here and leave only my Blog Talk Radio Studio dashboard up. And I've got a card that I pulled from the Angels and Gemstone Guardians cards. And today's card that came out of the deck is Hell Light. And I think it's totally appropriate, especially here in South Florida in the moment. We've had 97 degree weather today. At least that's what my car temperature told me. And Hell Light is the card, and it says, are you drinking enough water? Do you take time to take a bath or go for a swim? Water purifies your body and mind. Hydrate yourself inside and out to maintain fluidity on all levels of consciousness. Detoxify your body, mind, and emotions. Well, it's always a good time to remember to drink water, right? So from the Angels and Gemstone Guardians card, my deck, also is the Angel of Purification on this card on the other side. And this is the affirmation. Blessings flow through me like a healing river. I am fluid. I am pure and clear. I take the time I need to relax in a pool or a bath. I drink the right amount of water to maintain a healthy body. Well, if you want, stay on till the end and call in, and I can pull a card for you. It's not a fortune-telling reading, but more of an inspirational insight. The guest call-in number is 347-850-8293. That's 347-850-8293. All right, so let's put our attention inward. This music that we're listening to is from the album In the Company of Angels by Robin Miller. So if you love it, go buy it. Company of Angels by Robin Miller. Bring your awareness to your breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. And as you breathe in, become aware of thoughts, feelings, physical feelings, as well as emotional feelings. If there's a place where there's an ache or a pain or discomfort, allow your awareness to breathe the air, breathe your intention into that spot to bring it healing, balance, and realignment into good health and well-being. If you haven't already closed your eyes, lower your lids, put your feet firmly on the ground, uncross your ankles if they're crossed, uncross your legs, and just have your feet touching the earth. And so it might be through a concrete slab, it might be 16 stories above in a high rise of some sort. It doesn't matter. Just in this moment, make it your awareness so that the soles of your feet are connected with Mother Earth. Imagining beautiful white light roots growing from the soles of your feet, even if you don't see them, sense them, feel them, know them. Bringing all your attention inward, form your intention to relax your mind, You may have things that are going on in your life. Most people do. Some of it may be happy, exciting things that you're thinking of, and other things may be stressful, concerning things. Whatever they are, let them be on hold right now. Good, bad, or indifferent. In this moment, make it your intention to relax your consciousness enough that you can have periods of time during this meditation where you won't be thinking of anything. A quiet mind. Just observing the inhalation and the exhalation and the place between the in-breath and the out-breath. In fact, you can pause or retain your breath between the in-breath and the out-breath and go into that space in your consciousness. So practice that for about 30 seconds. Breathing in, observing the place between the inhale and the exhale, and then as you exhale, releasing and relaxing. As you breathe in, observe how your belly expands, how your diaphragm expands, and then on that retained breath, observe and go inward. And then when you exhale, observe how your body contracts. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Put your awareness behind the center of your forehead and or at the center of your chest, your heart center, heart chakra. Feet are touching Mother Earth. Crown of your head connected with Father Sky above. An awareness of the place between the in-breath and the out-breath. If you've opened your eyes or gotten distracted by things in life, like the internet or other items that might be around you, find your way back to lowering your lids, your eyelids, being aware of how the soles of your feet are connected with Mother Earth, and bring your awareness back to your breath. And as you become aware of the gap between the in-breath and the out-breath, notice that there's also a gap between the out-breath and the in-breath. And pause for a moment as you retain your breath. Between the cycles, the ebb and flow of your breath. If your jaw is tightened or tense, you can open your mouth really wide for a moment and gently stretch your jaw. Bring your awareness back to your breathing, shoulders back, head above your spine, tongue on the roof of the mouth. And observing the beautiful inhalation and exhalation as we continue on to relaxing the physical body. Being aware of how your feet and your ankles, your calves and shins are relaxed. And if they're not feeling relaxed, make it your intention that when you breathe in, you're aware of your feet and your ankles and your shins and your calves. And then when you exhale, relax and release your calves, your shins, your ankles, and your feet. Still an awareness behind the center of your forehead. Any other thoughts arise, just bring your awareness back to your breath as you bring your attention to your knees and your thighs. And on the inhalation, you can become aware of your knees and your thighs. And on the exhalation, relax and release your knees and your thighs. And after you've considered that, go into the place of the breath again, the inhalation and the exhalation. And quiet your mind of any thoughts that arise. It's okay to observe what they are, and put them on hold, and you'll know that you'll remember it later. Now your legs are relaxed as you bring your awareness to your torso, to your belly, to your chest, to your back muscles, your lower back, your tush. And as you become aware of your torso, become conscious of all the organs that are inside of your physical body that you carry around with you all day long that are working just automatically. And as you become aware of those beautiful organs that are functioning optimally, take a moment now to bless them, to consider them. Bring happy energy into each and every one, including all of your intestines, your kidney. Being aware of your kidneys functioning perfectly. Whether you have one or two, know that they work exactly as they should. Your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, your gallbladder. Your internal reproductive organs. Your lungs. Relaxing and giving blessings to your adrenals that are just above your kidneys. Your heart, that magnificent muscle. And as you're aware of the inhale and the exhale, know that you're relaxing and blessing your internal organs. Bringing your awareness to your hands and your arms. Blessing and giving gratitude for all that your hands and arms do for you and so many others all day long, every day. Relaxing your face and your scalp and your facial muscles as you prepare to go in to the silence. Being aware of that place, like I said earlier, to become conscious of the place behind the center of your forehead. And as you do so, let yourself travel deep into your own consciousness. Become aware that you have sacred space within yourself that brings you to your divine connection with all that is. Your divine connection with God, Goddess, Creator. Allow yourself time, even after this experience online, to go inward, perhaps right before bed, or as you're falling asleep, or as you arise in the morning before you wake up fully and completely. Allow yourself to travel into your own consciousness and connect with the higher realms of awareness, as well as your loved ones on the other side. Bring your awareness back to your breath again, taking a few deeper breaths, a few more complete breaths. Inhaling deeply and fully and bringing your awareness back to wherever you're sitting, wherever you are. My awareness was brought back by a beautiful rain that just arrived here in South Florida. The wonderful rains that we get right around the time of our summers, our summer rains. And I'm grateful for those. I give gratitude for those. So as I lower the music of Robin Miller, CD called In the Company of Angels, I'm going to prepare to pull a card. And I see I have one caller who's been on the whole time. Whoa, your card just flew across the room. Hang in there while I go get it. Nice. Okay, so if you're listening and you want me to pull a card for you, then go ahead and call 347-850-8293. We have about 13 minutes left on the stream with Blog Talk Radio. So 443, I am opening your mic. And I say hello and welcome. And if you could just tell me your name, please. And if you have, what part of the country you're in.
I'm Kathy from Maryland.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling in. So I don't know if you were contemplating something that you wanted to ask, but I'm going to tell you that the card that I was looking at your phone number on my dashboard here on the screen, and the Green Moss Agate flew out of my hand. Literally, the card went across the room. So I'm going to recommend that you contemplate what Green Moss Agate is about. Green Moss Agate is a stone that's all about gardening, about connecting with Mother Earth, about using nature's pharmacy like herbs and aromatherapy. And the affirmation for this particular gemstone is the angel of plants and herbs. And she says, or he says, I spend quality time in nature every day. I have an intimate connection with Mother Nature and her loving tools for natural healing. Essential oils and herbs allow me to balance all aspects of my life. It almost sounds like you're outdoors right now in the rain.
No, I'm on the bus.
Are you on the bus?
Yeah.
That's great. I love that you listened to this while you were on the bus. I'm really impressed. Did you have a quick question?
On my spiritual journey.
You're on a spiritual journey. That's very good. I think our whole lives are like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling in. I hope the Green Moss Agate card brought you some insight.
It does. So thank you.
So when you have to stand on a bus stop waiting for a bus, take that as an opportunity that you're very aware that you're connected with nature in that moment, in case you aren't already doing that. How does that sound?
That's great. Thanks.
Thank you. And thanks for listening and taking care of yourself in meditation.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And I'm trying to get this to close. Well, for some reason, it's not closing. So just so you know, I can't get this to close. So I'll just, there it goes. Okay. All right. So area code 916, I'm opening up your line right now. If you tell me your name and what part of the country or world you're in.
Hi, this is Diana. I'm in South Florida.
You're here in South Florida? You said Diane?
Diana with an A.
Diana.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut off my music here. There, I can hear better. So I'm going to pull a card for you, Diana, and see what the angels and gemstone guardians have in store for you today.
Great.
See this. Okay. Black obsidian. So black obsidian, The question that comes with this for you to contemplate is, Have you been feeling scattered lately? Are you unable to focus on what's important? Take a look at all that's going on around you and prioritize your intentions. Focus on one thing at a time. Ground yourself so you can accomplish your goals. So the angel of focus comes to you and reminds you, and probably a lot of people that are listening, and says, I am focused and stay on track until a matter or situation is settled or complete. So I am focused and stay on track. Sometimes I have to tell myself that many times a day. And the next affirmation is, I accomplish what I set out to do. I pay attention and listen carefully. I am attentive to my own needs and the needs of others. So Black Obsidian was your card today, Diana.
Very good. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for calling in. And so if there are any other people that wish to call in at this moment, then you have that opportunity to do so at 347-850-8293. So for those of you that live in South Florida and are regulars at the Crystal Garden, I want to let you know that we're closing on May 1st, just for one day only, and we're going to be taking a day off because it's a very special happy family event in my life, and so we will be closed and reopen on Saturday, May 2nd, and reopen at 10 a.m. And this week we have James Wanlis at the Crystal Garden on Thursday night. We have James Wanlis also available for private sessions on Saturday, May 2nd, but you do need an appointment. You can't just walk in. Let's see. And then we also have Joan Ranquette, who's flying in from Seattle. These are dear friends of mine that are coming in to town for an event. And they're also doing events at my store. So Joan Ranquette is an animal communication expert and author, and she is going to be teaching on May 8th and 9th. So feel free to check it out at thecrystalgarden.com and visit my website, margaretamlow.com. All right, ladies and gents, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful thing. I always love to do a meditation with and for myself. So have a great day and many, many blessings. May the angel light your path. Thanks for listening.